focus on your vibe. So what does vibe mean? That's your vibration. That's your consciousness level. Well, what does that all mean? Your thoughts and emotions. When you bind those two together, that creates a vibration. And so why is that important? Because when it comes to wealth and overall well-being or creating the life that you want to have or just having joy and bliss in your life, you have to vibrate at that. So your thoughts have to resonate with that in order to have that happen.
Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth, and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual, and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay. And today, Victor Manzo joins us. And he is a former pediatric chiropractor who's transitioned into a spiritual business mindset coach. He's a 3-times author, a podcaster, and a speaker. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell us about this transition, leaving pediatric chiropractic to do what you're doing. Why?
I've always had an interest in being a coach, and even when I got out of chiropractic school, I saw myself coaching. But the big shift happened because I've been coaching for over 3 years. But it was I'm originally from Chicago, and my wife and I were looking to move out of state, and we made the move in November of last year. And from that was when I was like, you know what? We tried selling our practice, but due to COVID and everything, it was just hard to sell the office in Illinois. So we decided to be like, you know what? I'm going to go full-time in the coaching, and then we'll let the office just close down naturally. And then we will make our move and start our whole new life in Tennessee. And that kind of made the shift to why I ended up doing full-time coaching now and so forth.
That is a true pivot. That is taking the circumstances and turning it to your reward. I love that.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've had a lot of people be like, "What, you have everything taken care of in Illinois? You have a great practice. You have this. You have that." And it was one of those things. We to make that move, it was more about we just weren't as happy as we like to be, and we wanted to be. You know, Tennessee offered a lot of the things we really wanted. And, you know, sometimes in life, you just have to go for what you want. I'll go back into practice eventually. I do miss it. But for now, I'm having a blast coaching and just helping people and transforming lives.
Brilliant. Now, I ask all of my guests the same 3 questions here. And everyone gives me such different answers. I'm really excited about yours. And the first question is, what can your expertise do to accelerate health? Not just physical health, but also emotional and spiritual health.
Ooh, this is good because my background is so diverse. I take a whole person approach, and that is from not only from a physical standpoint or even chemical from nutrition and so forth, but a big component of what I do is a lot mental, emotional, mindset, how we perceive things. And through helping people shift their perception. I mean, this has been scientifically proven that our perception can actually rewrite our DNA in many ways. And so how we see something in life can drastically change. So a lot of the work I do is trying to help people shift their mindset, not just about health, but just in life in general. And that will all of a sudden shift their whole entire reality.
And we'll delve into that a little bit more in the episode. We talk about wealth here as well. And, you know, I always ask the guests, what are your top 3 tips to creating wealth? Not just the financial, but the personal and emotional wealth.
This is going to be fun. So 3 things. The first one is focus on your vibe. So what does vibe mean? That's your vibration. That's your consciousness level. Well, what does that all mean? Your thoughts and emotions. When you bind those two together, that creates a vibration. And so why is that important? Because when it comes to wealth and overall well-being, or creating the life that you want to have, or just having joy and bliss in your life, you have to vibrate at that. So your thoughts have to resonate with that in order to have that happen. So that's the biggest thing. Second is limiting beliefs and limiting beliefs are, you'll know what they are because you get triggered in some way. You have something happens and you just have an emotional reaction and you don't know why you react a certain way that you do, but it's just a pattern. And you see that there's usually something underlying there that's a limiting belief of some way, shape, or form. For example, money. If a bill comes, you didn't expect it. You really get bothered by it. It takes up a good energy amount of your day and takes you out of the present moment. And you start getting into your head a lot. There's probably some sort of mental scarcity there, or, you know, something along the lines of something there that can really, if you uncover that and realize what that limiting belief is, it's a game changer. It'll shift your whole entire life around. The third is you got to let go of the baggage. A lot of times what we do in life, and our bodies are our past, it has the energy to hold on to what we've experienced in life. And so what happens with most people is when they wake up the next morning on a brand new day with endless opportunities and possibilities and so much more, they're stuck in the past and they're bringing their past with them. That's baggage, and it sabotages your future. So you have to let go and really look at life and say, this is a brand new day, and anything I've experienced in the past, that's not who I am today. I'm just going to go and embrace the day of what shows up and enjoy it, and not condition or reinforce some of old ways of thinking and so forth.
And our final standard question is around weight. Have you ever battled your weight? If so, how did you win that war? And what can you offer the listeners around stress? Because we know stress is a key issue in weight problems.
Oh, I love this question. Yeah, I had weight issues as a young kid. I was known as a husky kid, and my mom said I had a natural belly and all these other things. And it wasn't until I was 13 years old to where I was like, okay, enough of this stuff. I'm changing this. And I wanted to learn how to work out, how to get in shape and so forth. And it wasn't like I didn't play sports. I was playing sports, but I was just a husky, as they said, a husky kid. And by the age 15, I had my six pack and I've been in shape ever since. And it's one of those things where, you know, there's a whole thing on mindset and values and so forth to maintain. But when we talk about stress, that plays a huge role. And there's a lot of things that I, you know, look at, you know, the biggest one being a chiropractor, I'm always like, where's your normal tone of your nervous system? And what that means is your nervous system, the one that we can't control, is that in a fight or flight freeze more dominantly compared to the opposite, or is it balanced? And a lot of times people are more in the sympathetic mode, which that means you're stuck in stress. Your natural tone is stress in the nervous system. And so if your nervous system's stressed, your body's going to be stressed. And that can create issues with just handling stress, how to adapt to stress better. You're going to overreact more. You're going to take things are going to affect you more, more cortisol levels, which is going to affect weight and all these other things. So that's one component. But then the other is, what's the mind? What's going on in the mind? Are we overthinking? Are we overwhelmed? Are we overstressed? Are we hyper impulsive? You know, where's the mental aspect of things? Because that is also another part that you have to make sure is in balanced state in some way, shape, or form. And if it's not, again, cortisol is, you know, a big part of it is also created by the brain. And so if our brain's revving like crazy, that's going to play a role also. So these are just some things that are not talked about too much, but they are key components in to helping from a stress side to be able to adapt to the stressor so we don't overwhelm the body and the nervous system to make it go into these downward spirals. And then we create these habits of like emotional eating, or when I get stressed out, I need high texturized foods like chips and or bad fats and bad sugars. Those things are all going to be byproducts to the things I'm mentioning right here.
Great. Now let's get back to how the mindset links to health. Really want to explore this more with you. What are you finding with your clients about where their mindset, I guess, set level is, and once they change that, how their health can improve?
Yeah, the big thing is I'm all about definitions at the end of the day, and you have to define what health means to you. Unfortunately, in society today, health from a society standpoint, health is an absence of illness or disease, or having those, you know, if I don't have those things, I'm healthy. If I'm not sick, I'm healthy. And you'll hear that, the more you listen to that, the more you'll hear more people talk like that. And that's an okay definition, but doesn't really get the aspects of what really health is. And so then we have to look at how do we define health, because this is how we're going to perceive it. So if we define health as something that it's always, I'm either moving towards health or disease, like this is not a process where I'm like, oh, I'm healthy, I'm good, I don't have to, I could check out and I can I don't have to take self-responsibility for myself now. This is where most mentality is at. And the thing is, we have to look at health as something that's flux. The choices you make today, the accumulation of those choices are going to either move you closer to health or they're going to move you closer to disease. That's just a fact, because nothing in life is constant. Nothing except change. Nothing stays not moving at all. So our choices of what we do is going to do that. And once you really wrap your head around that process, then it becomes, okay, today, what can I do to make choices that are going to help me move closer to health today? Right. But then we have to look at also then looking, I like to go a little deeper with this. And that is, okay, well, what makes up health? Well, we have to understand that health is not a one-way street. It's a multitude of stuff that we have to really look at. So it's, how are we moving? How are we breathing? How are we eating? You know, how are we sleeping? How's our nervous system? Is it clear and functioning well? Is it, like I shared earlier, is it in a dominant stress state? You know, how's our mental emotional states? How is our thinking? These are all components that add to either moving us closer to health or closer to disease. And each one of these all have an implication to how to do that. So when you start to see health as something that's well-rounded in this point, and all these things add up to help you move from one to the other, this becomes a difference in how we view health, which then is going to change our behaviors, because then it's like, I'm going to work out not because, oh, I have to go work out and blah, 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 blah. Instead, I'm going to work out one to give my body what it needs so that it can be more healthier. I'm helping out my body to thrive and be stronger, be more resilient to stress and be even healthier in that aspect. I'm eating this certain way so I can give my body that opportunity to move closer to health so that I can also, because it's a win-win in essence. You take care of the body's going to take care of you. And so in that essence, then all of a sudden you're taking care of the body, giving it what it needs. Now all of a sudden you have more energy. You're feeling better. You have better mental clarity. You're going to focus better. Now, just those things alone, would you agree that's going to change your life a little bit? It's going to help, you know, be better present in what you're doing, maybe in business, maybe in a relationship, maybe with your, just your own mindset in general. That's going to have a huge effect. So these are some of the things to, when we define that health first, that's going to change the direction how we move forward with things.
Definitely. I think a lot of practitioners out there, and I'm just saying practitioners as a general word, it could be mainstream, it could be, you know, off the mainstream. A lot of people blame the patient for their condition. And we see this particularly more in mainstream, where people are told, you know, your disease is idiopathic, of no known cause, or maybe you brought this on yourself. So what I'm saying is, a lot of practitioners out there say your mindset has caused this because you allowed it to. And that's certainly not something that sits well with me. And I love what you're saying about, you know, look at the flip side of this, of you can make incremental changes in your mindset to then affect change in your health for the positive. So how do people step away from, I guess, that world of blame, even self-blame, and start putting changes in place?
Yeah, the first thing is you want to, I always tell people, start with something. You know, I mentioned, what, 5-6 different things that, you know, you can do that help support health and help support the body to thrive. Choose one and just start with whatever you can handle. If you're struggling with that and you can't commit to that, go less with it or choose something else and just start with one thing. We have to get out of our mind. And the reason why I say this is because, and I share this with business clients that I work with. And the reason why is, when we get into our mind, we have time frames on stuff. I'm going to do this and I should be here at this point. I should do that. When I start doing this, I'm going to be here at this point. And we don't open the door to say, you know what? I'm just going to, I know this is supporting me in my health. I'm moving forward. And this is a process. It's not a destination, because our health is not a destination. The moment you stop focusing on your health, the moment disease starts to take its place. And so the key factor out of that then is, when we're looking at, you know, just how to make a shift, start small. If it's going to the gym once a week and you know you can commit to that 100%, then do that. If it's, hey, you know what, I'm going to start having a salad every day, then do that. One of my mentors used to say, if you're addicted to, like, I used to share this with patients, if you're like, if you have to have pizza or you have to have those foods that, you know, not healthy for you, have a salad first. If you have to have a pop or a soda, however it's said, but a carbonated drink with all that sugar and so forth in there, have the same amount with that of water first. If you have to have a beer, have the same amount of that in water first. These are just simple tricks to decrease that dopamine response from there so that we can, you're also making yourself fuller, so you're not going to drink as much. And every time you do have one, you got to have water before you have one. So like if you're going to have some beers, let's say you want three beers. Okay, fine. That's what you're going to drink tonight. So you have to have three glasses of water. Each one of those have to be before that beer comes in. But these are just small, simple steps that we can take. And we have to understand that, you know, the healing journey, there is no destination to healing. As a chiropractor, I can't tell you how many times I'd have patients ask me, when am I going to be out of pain, doc? When do you think I'm going to be better? Or even for children that I saw as a pediatric chiropractor, when do you think my child will be at this point? And I would always be like, I can't answer that question. I can give you estimates, guesses, but I don't want you to hold on to them because every journey is different. And I don't know if I say it's going to be all 1 to 2 months, and next thing you know, it's 6 months later, you think this failed. So, and it's all it is this is your journey that you have to go through. So it's just understanding that principle and having a, you know, a lot of times we're hard on ourselves. We have to have more self-compassion. Just, you know, you're see the end in mind first. Where are you going to, you know, you're moving towards? What do you want to see yourself as? And know that, hey, that's where I want to be. But for right now, this is what I'm going to do. When I was 13 years old, and I wanted that six pack. That was very important to me to have. I had a lot of energy behind how I wanted it. But notice how I said it took me 2 years to get there, and I didn't even know I had it. One of my buddies, and I was in soccer, were changing for, I think it was after a game, or no, it was after practice. And long story short, he looks and he's like, "Hey, Manzo, you got a six pack going on there, buddy." And I'm like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, look, man, you got a six pack going." I'm like, "No, don't be messing with me like that." And all of a sudden I looked and I go, "Okay, man." I went home that night and I looked in the mirror and I go, "Holy cow, there is one there." Didn't even know it, but it took me 2 years, right? And I was just so focused on the destination of what I wanted to go transform my body into from that. So start small, see the end in mind, and know that you are slowly going to that process, and do not put a time frame on it. Just enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, and just start a little at a time.
Great. We've covered a lot today, Vic, and I'm sure there's something else that you want to share with the listeners. So what haven't we discussed?
You know, one thing I could share, and I'll share a little more on a briefer side of this, but it's really powerful. Since I got into the mindset, I've always been in the mindset space, but it's one of those things where, you know, some people ask, well, how can your mindset affect your health in some ways? And you have to, you know, one of the cool things is how you see something or your belief of what you see, it's called your perception, actually can affect your health in so many ways. Because if you see something bad, then your body's going to create things to react to that. So like one negative thought literally can lower your immune system. And so understanding, you know, I think we kind of touched some bases on some of the stuff here I'm going to tap into, but understanding that, you know, mindset plays a huge role, but it's also everything else we shared. If you can see health as like a wheel, and each part of that, each spoke of that wheel that supports it is your health overall. And it's all important and it's all got to be incorporated. But understand that how you see something drastically changes. So here's an example. When I said your mindset plays a role in everything, they've done studies to show this to where they've told a group of people who had, there's two of them that are actually coffee, and there's another one that's on chocolate, but both same type of studies. And they looked at, you know, if you think, they told them, this one group, that coffee, how beneficial it is and all the benefits. And then the other group, they told them all the negatives and all this stuff. And they went through a process and they reevaluated. And the ones who thought coffee was good, they saw all the benefits from it in the testing and the responses and the results. Those who thought the coffee was bad ended up seeing all the negatives that coffee brings on. So that's how powerful your mind is when it comes to things. So, you know, if you see yourself not being healthy or not in great shape or something along those lines, that's going to hinder you and it's going to maintain that image unless you start to shift. You got to see yourself for what you want to go, hold on to that and see yourself vibrant and know that that's you in the present moment. Because once you start to see yourself in the future, when you bring it in the present, you're acting as you are that healthy person. And all of a sudden, your health will start to transform.
Love it. Now, we do love freebies here. So, what can you offer the listeners and where can they find it?
Yes, I have a. I'm big on fasting. It's for many different reasons. When people hear the word fasting, they kind of go, "What do you mean fasting? No eating? This is crazy." But I have an ebook on the science of fasting, and you can find that at my website at healthbydrvic.com. It's right in the, I think it's in the middle of the page. You can see it, download it, and it'll go through the principles of fasting, the benefits of fasting, why we want to incorporate it in our lives from time to time, why is it important for not just weight loss, not just brain health or heart health or every single part of our body, but also spiritually, or just how it helps centers your mind and calms your mind and all that stuff. I'll get into some of the research studies there. I think I had like 14 different studies put into there, but that's one of the things you can definitely find there. I mentioned visualization, so I love to bring, and I have another ebook that you can find on my mindset website at empoweryourreality.com under free resources. You'll see a book there. It's called The Power of Visualization. And I share a couple studies in there, how powerful it is, our mind is, and how it changes matter. And I share a couple research studies in there to support that, to really make a change. So there's a couple there that you can definitely take advantage of and enjoy.
Love that. And people can find you on both Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Vic Manzo. You're on TikTok. What do you do on TikTok?
I share the same stuff that I do on my reels, and I just put it on TikTok. And I finally got my wife to, she likes doing editing videos, and she used to do them for our chiropractic office. And she's like, "Now I'm gonna go on your TikTok and start doing them." So you may start to see some different things on TikTok as the time comes, but a lot of them are all mindset, spiritual base, money mindset, a lot of those kind of concepts to just share something in 45 seconds to 60 seconds to truly try to get a point across. It's kind of, for me, I'm like, you could tell I like to talk. So for me to get a point down in 45 to 60 seconds, I'm like, all right, I really have to just get this to one thing, and I can't give a backstory. I can't tie the dots to other things. I'm like, I just got to share this, and that's it. So that's kind of what I do on TikTok.
Love it. And at TikTok, you're at Dr. Vic Manzo as well. Vic, thank you so much for joining us. I've really enjoyed listening to you talk about mindset and health and all things the mind. Is there some parting words that you want to give the listeners?
Parting words. I love this. Don't ever underestimate how powerful you really are. You can change anything that shows up in your life, whether it's a, if you have health stuff that you've been struggling with, the story you kept holding on to, whatever that may be, know that that can all be changed in just seeing yourself for what you want to see yourself as. And if you can really understand the power of that, and understand the power of who you are, you can change everything and anything about your life.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all of your wisdom.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
And listeners, thank you for your time. Go ahead and leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. But for now, go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health, that's holistic with a W, or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.